James, you wrote a really interesting profile of him.
He is. I mean, he's someone who has been underestimated, you know, since he came into power in 2000. He puts on this sort of Western suits, and he has that mournful mortician's gaze, and people just think he's he can be had, and he keeps surprising people, and he's really, a master propagandist. He's very, very shrewd, and he's utterly cynical about this process. I mean, I poured through a lot of his interviews, and he says things like, you know, we play a game with the UN, but we don't take it seriously.
Let's listen really briefly to something he said to Charlie Rose, just a bit of that interview from this week.
When you have a doctor who cut the leg to prevent the patient from the gangrene, if you have to, we don't call him butcher, we call him a doctor. And I thank him for saving the lives. When you have terrorism, you have war.
So his idea is they're terrorists. That's what we're doing. That's who we're killing. That's who we're gassing.
This is his brilliant, shrewd circular logic. It started out as a youthful protest against decades of authoritarian rule by his family. He knows that the way to him to hang on power is to sort of put this as a sectarian war, that if his minority Alawites and the Christians and the Druze lose, they'll be slaughtered. So he lets the jihadists out of his own prison. He sends these thugs into Sunni areas to rape and pillage, and then puts it on YouTube, inviting jihadis in, and then he gets a sectarian civil war. So this is how shrewd he is.
Well, the word terrorist is all over the Middle East now. In Egypt, they're calling the Muslim Brotherhood the terrorists.